To get to the top of the 14-story tower at Sears Crosstown, you have to pass through the old executive lounge. After 20 years of neglect, the floors are strewn with debris, and the cedarwood paneling on the walls is cracked and brittle. But it's not hard to imagine the kind of gatherings that would have gone on here in the 1950s and 60s. Sears executives in Harris tweed suits, reclined on mid-century modern furniture, enjoying a cognac or a Cuban cigar. It's like something out of Mad Men.
This wood is very expensive in this day and time. I'm sure some very interesting parties took place up here. Probably had dancing girls and who knows what.
That's Frank Johnson, the property manager at the Crosstown building. For the last 10 years, he's been patrolling the spooky hallways of the old Sears all by himself. Or anyway, mostly by himself.
I've used my pistol, four or five times, I guess, in the building, and not necessarily to hurt anybody, primarily just to scare some guys. A couple occasions I had guys in the building and they didn't want to leave, and they actually wanted to kind of fight, if you will.
Frank is good at what he does, but he may soon be out of a job. That's because a group of investors has come forward with a new plan for the building. They want to transform the old Sears into what they're calling a vertical urban village, a mixed-use collective of local businesses and nonprofits. They say it might just save this struggling neighborhood. In part one of our two-part series on Crosstown, we look at the rise and fall of the old Sears, from booming distribution hub to monument of urban decay. When Memphis Mayor Rollitt Payne cut the red ribbon on the Sears Crosstown building, it was a big deal. The year was 1927, and according to local newspapers, more than 30,000 people showed up on that first day to shop. The building itself was a concrete behemoth. After the last additions were completed in 1965, Crosstown totaled 14 stories tall and more than 1.5 million square feet of space. 74-year-old Linwood Jones remembers what it was like to shop at the old Sears.
It was nice, real nice inside. They had TVs, refrigerators, a little bit of everything. I bought my first sewing machine from Steel. I bought my first refrigerator from Steel. And I bought most all my clothes from Sears.
Business was booming, but it wouldn't stay that way. Beginning in the 1980s, Sears experienced a sharp decline in catalog orders. They were losing business to cost cutters like Walmart and Target, who offered ready access to many of the same kinds of goods, often at a lower price. Sears closed the Crosstown store in 1983 and boarded up the warehouse 10 years later. Doris Sossaman worked in payroll at the old Sears between 1958 and 1967.
I wasn't much of a whip cracker because the girls were good. We were all there. We were hungry. It was the best place in town for a woman to work. Sears, no matter what department you worked in, paid women fairly, and back then that was important, because women didn't have much to say in business.
Sossaman says the best thing about the old Sears was working in a space-age office.
We had the most modern, up-to-date office of anyone. We had electric comptometers.
Would it make a lot of noise?
It did not make a lot of noise, but it did roar a little bit. It just all the time, and there were five of us in the payroll department with a lot of woos going on.
These days, Crosstown is like the set of a horror movie. Wind whistles through its dark, claustrophobic hallways, and there is everywhere the drip, drip of a leaky roof. On our tour, Frank Johnson shows me the giant system of chutes and conveyor belts that form the beating heart of the Sears catalog operation. 11 stories tall, it's like a giant mechanical spider crouched at the heart of the building.
And I see weights on those pulleys.
That was to open the chute up there where the packages have been shipped. So the person stood here, opened the chute, and it would fall in here and then put it on this conveyor to go downstairs.
In its prime, this hulking apparatus could process 45,000 catalog orders in a single day. Amazon, eat your heart out. For WKNO News, I'm John Kleiss Minervini.